And the very mantra tells, the name of the mantra tells, protector of the reciter. Gayan means reciter, one who recites the mantra. Trayate means protects. So that which protects the reciter. No? Gayantam trayate iti gayatri. That's the very name tells. All the Vedas, essence is Gayatri Mantra. If you say Om, Om is what? Essence of the entire Veda. And we say Bhuha Bhuvaha Suvaha, three Vyakritis. Okay, so here what I'm saying, this Bhurbhuvasvaha Tat Savitruvare Enyam, that is first Tat Savitru Varenyam, one quarter. Okay, one pada, one sentence, which stands for Rigveda. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, Yajurveda. Diyo Yona Prachodaya Ate, that stands for Samaveda. Three parts of the mantra stands for three Vedas. If we chant the Gayatri Mantra, it's like knowing the entire Veda. Chanting the entire Veda. And the meaning of the mantra, if you see, no, the sun is invoked as the symbol which stands for the Lord the Whole. The Surya Devata. Suryaha is the Devata who is invoked there. In every mantra, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan. And here we invoke the grace of the sun. We are not invoking the grace of the sun. We are invoking the grace of the Lord who is represented by sun. So what we say, sun stands for Bhagavan the Whole. Understand? And you are an individual. So the truth of the sun, the Lord, the whole, and this truth of yourself are in fact one and the same. So may that Lord, who inspires all the minds, inspire my mind in right direction and blesses with knowledge. That's why the best mantra. Because you ask for knowledge. That is why we say that. Anyway, I'm not explaining the Gayatri Mantra now. I told you. Why we say we should not chant it, we should sing that. Because the Veda mantra should be chanted correctly. Because it has sunswaras. If we do not know, we can't sing any the way we want to. At least we can make efforts to go and learn the person who knows at least one mantra, how to learn correctly. No? That's, we can learn. It's better to learn always and chant it. But with Shraddha, with great devotion, if without knowing also, suppose we sing, it's okay. But generally, it's singing not allowed. Om Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitruvare Enyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. This is the way it has to be recited. Otherwise, some people say, at least chant mantra, I'm happy. Otherwise, the mantra, because the meaning, you know, at least they chant it, no. Otherwise, some chanting of mantra will keep them with their own culture. That way, I appreciate it. That's why I don't find fault with them. If they really come closer to me, then I tell them, I'll teach you correctly, learn this. Like that. Anyway, so we are going to conclude complete Tattvabodha today. So, last class. Okay. Om Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu. See, the Tattvabodha, the very title tells you, Tattva means truth, the reality, and Bodha means knowledge, so knowledge of the truth. And this book serves as a means of knowledge of the truth, therefore it is known by the textbook is known by the word Tattva Bodha. And here five main topics are discussed. The first topic discussed is Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampattihi. the fourfold qualifications required on the part of the seeker of the truth, seeker of the knowledge of the truth. See, the disciplines themselves are not the ultimate end for us, but without the disciplines, knowledge is impossible. Disciplines are very, very important for one to be qualified, not to be ready for knowledge. That is why the fourfold qualifications required for a spiritual seeker. That is the first topic. Remember that? Nitya, nitya, vastu, vivekaha, all those things. Anyway, you will see that, don't worry. And then the second topic discussed is jiva swarupaha. Jiva swarupa vicharaha is the second topic. Jiva swarupa vicharaha means enquiry into the nature of the individual, or you can say the individual analysis or the analysis of the microcosm is the next second topic. And what we see there, we saw every individual is combination of both Atma and Anatma. Atma alone does not make the individual. Anatma minus Atma, there is no individual. Therefore, every individual is both Atma and Anatma. And here, what is Atma? The self, which is the self, which is distinguished as the subject of knowledge, as the knower, is understood to be pure consciousness. And anything which is an object of knowledge of the consciousness, negated as the known, is what? Anatma, which we saw. This Anatma we understood in three different groups consisting of 11 components. Remember all the 11? All the three? Sthula, first Shariratrayam. What is the first Anatma? What is the first group of Anatma? The Anatma is presented in three different groups. The first of the groups is Shariratrayam. That means three bodies. What are three bodies? The causal body. Causal body means what? The cause from which the subtle and the gross body have evolved. Then the subtle body, Sukshma Shariram. Then the Sthula Shariram, gross body. Cause or the causal body, subtle body, then the gross body. And the same, the three bodies are objects of knowledge. And three bodies are what actually? The cause is, cause of the subtle and the gross body is the matter. The matter, subtle matter in its original subtlest form alone has evolved into subtle body and the gross body. This is an object of knowledge. Therefore, Atma is a subject of knowledge. The subject of knowledge, the knower, is different from the known body, mind, sense, complex. So this is Atma and Anatma. This much we saw there. Then the same three bodies we understood as what? Five different layers of personality. At five different levels, a human being makes a mistake. No? That we saw the same three bodies understood in a different way as five different layers of personality, as Annamayaha Koshaha, then Pranamayaha Koshaha, Manomayaha Koshaha, Vijnanamayaha Koshaha, and Anandamayaha Koshaha. Do you remember this? Remember these five layers of personality, I said. Yeah. Then we saw also, what did we saw next? We saw the three states of experience. What is that? First, panchakosha, shariratrayam, kosha panchakam. Then we saw avasthatrayam. Avasthatrayam means three states of experience. Three states of experience also is what only belong to the mind, But in all three states of experience, with the one who is there as the witness, as an experiencer, the distinct from, different from the experience or the experienced is the Atma, and the, all three states of experience come under the category of Anatma. This we analyzed. Okay? This individual analysis. Then we saw analysis, the third topic discussed was analysis of the total or macrocosm, analysis of the microcosm, then analysis of the macrocosm, analysis of the total. Samashti, first is Vyashti Vicharaha, this is Samashti Vicharaha. First I said Jiva, you can say individual Jiva Vicharaha, or you can say here Vyashti Vicharaha, that is, now Samashti Vicharaha is what? The total. Listen, analysis of the total cosmos. Suppose in physics we can say it is a cosmology. Hey, what is the Vedic model of cosmos? And here, Shastram does not really go into the details of how the universe has come into being. The Shastram only says what is that from which the universe has evolved. Why? Please understand. Shastram does not go into the details of how the universe has evolved. It doesn't say what is that from which the universe has evolved. That is what Shastram is interested. Why? Shastram is interested only in helping us discover the ultimate truth, the absolute reality, which happens to be very subject matter, which happens to be the substance of the substantive I. Understand? That is what is interesting. Because in understanding that, our problem will be solved. Solution for our problem alone, Shastram tackles. Is it clear? That is why here Shastram only tells, initially, what was there was two causes. We need two causes. For any product, I told you last class, I'm not going to go into details now. Any creation implies two causes. Similarly, this whole jagat also, the whole universe also, is manifestation of two causes. Material cause and the intelligent or the efficient cause. And here we say the intelligent cause is what? Brahman. Purushaha is Brahman. And we say Prakritihi, the material cause is what? Maya. We give the name. A name, Maya is the matter. What is Maya? Not illusion. Everybody translates wrongly. Maya is a name given to the matter in its original subtlest form. There must be a material, the matter out of which this subtle universe has evolved, out of which the whole gross universe has evolved. That matter, before the universe has evolved, okay, before the universe evolved from there, manifested from there, what was it? How it was? Before the chain was made, the gold was in which form? In a biscuit form? Or it was a lump of metal? And so I'm saying, like that, how the matter was initially, what is the original matter in subtlest form? Subtlest matter in its subtlest original form is called Maya. And this Maya also uncreated, beginningless. Nobody created this Maya, the matter. Matter existed. Understand? That is why, because matter is not created, matter can never be destroyed also. There's a law of interconvertibility. One form can be converted into another form, undergo change, but nothing can be destroyed totally. So Maya existed, understand? Then, but this matter is inert by itself. In fact, the Maya has nothing but three powers. The power of creation, the power of knowing, the power of activity, and the power of inertia. These three powers together are given what? are given a name as Maya. Maya is nothing but the three stranded strings. Okay? String. Maya is a string of three strands, of three powers. That's why it's Maya. The power of knowing, the power of activity, and power of inertia. We call it Jnana Shaktihi, Kriya Shaktihi, and Dravya Shaktihi. Dravya Shaktihi. Jnana Shaktihi, Kriya Shaktihi, Dravya Shaktihi. Jnana Shaktihi, power of knowing. Kriya Shaktihi, power of activity. And Dravya Shaktihi, power of inertia. Okay? These three powers are inherent there. These three powers together we called what? This is how the matter in its subtlest form existed as three powers. Understand? But where did they exist? Where did these three powers exist? In a conscious principle. What is that conscious principle? We say consciousness. What is it known by the word? What is it known by? It is known by the word Brahman. Understand? So Brahman is pure consciousness, which is the efficient cause and which has the Maya Shakti. So we say Maya Shakti is what? The power of Maya, which implies threefold powers. Understand? Who is the one who is the wielder of this three Maya Shakti? So we say Bhagavan is Mayavi. Understand? One who is the wielder of this Maya Shakti. So Brahman was, Maya was, and they are inseparable. Maya and Brahman are inseparable. Like what? Like the water and stillness of water. Like the water and the stillness of water are inseparable. Similarly, the consciousness and Maya are inseparable. And from that way we say, consciousness does not undergo any change. Maya alone undergoes change to become subtle and gross universe. But for the matter to undergo change, it needs to be blessed by consciousness. That is why we call it, in fact, consciousness is not a male, okay? But we say, consciousness is said to be Purushaha, Maya is said to be Prakritihi. It's not male and female. Like, clay is there. Clay alone appears as what? Clay alone is made into a pot. But for the clay to become a pot, it needs to be touched by an intelligent being. Like a pot maker. Understand? So gold has to be touched by a goldsmith to become a nice, to be converted into a good chain. Okay? The person who knows the carpentry should work on the wood for it to become a good furniture. Similarly, so we say here, Maya also needs the blessings of consciousness in order to evolve into subtle and the gross universe. Understand? So what our Shastram says, the Maya was there, consciousness and Maya, Brahman and Maya were there inseparably as two causes. And from that, first subtle elements evolved. Okay? And subtle elements, every subtle element has a three gunas, a three powers of Maya. Then sattvic aspect alone, from the sattvic aspect, as the five subtle elements, the mind, antahkana minds evolved, then subtle sense powers also evolved. Then from the rajasic aspect, physiological functions evolved, and also the powers of organs of actions evolved. Tamasic aspect of all the subtle elements got mixed. I told you how 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each subtle element joined the every other element, thereby it got grossified, and this is how gross elements came into being. From the gross elements, the gross universe manifested or evolved. Is it clear now? I tell you again. First, we say our Shastra presents this way. First, Brahman and Maya were there. What evolved first? Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi. Manifestation of subtle elements. Thereafter, evolution of subtle bodies or aspects, subtle factors which constitute subtle body. We can say subtle universe. Then we say sthula bhuta srishtihi. So subtle elements, subtle elementals. Then gross elements, thereafter gross elementals. We don't need to worry about it. At four stages, okay, the whole cosmos evolved. It doesn't say more than this. Does not tell about the mechanism of what happened, how it got. No. It just says at four stages, the whole jagat, subtle universe and the gross universe evolved from Brahman and Maya. Understand? Even after the jagat has evolved, manifested, the Brahman, the efficient cause, the intelligent cause, known by the word Purushaha, does not undergo any change. Consciousness is always consciousness. And the Maya, which is a seed of the cosmos, is in the form of the cosmos. Understand? Maya is no more the Maya. Maya is in the form of the cosmos. Even here, the universe is not outside of consciousness. That is how you can say Maya is unmanifest universe. Understand? Universe is manifestation of Maya. Maya manifest is what? Cosmos. Universe unmanifest is what? Maya. Where does it exist? In consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore here we say this is what is the samashti vicharaha, analysis of the total macrocosm. And here what is satyam and what is mithya? There we saw atma is satyam, anatma is mithya. Where an individual level, from the standpoint of an individual, we saw atma is satyam, anatma, body, mind's complex is mithya. And here the subtle universe, gross universe and the causal universe, karana prapanchaha, we give maya, the cause. Karana prapanchaha, the causal universe, other word for maya. Cause of the universe. Understand? So this is mithya. Brahman is satyam. Understand? The universe is jagat mithya. Have you understood now? So from the standpoint of individual, with reference to an individual, what is satyam and what is mithya? Atma, the knower, Atma is Satyam. Body, mind's complex is Mithya. And with reference to the whole Jagat, Brahman, the consciousness is Satyam. The universe is Mithya. Thereafter, we are going to the fourth topic. What is the fourth important topic? We need to understand the analysis of the individual separately, analysis of the total separately. Why? Because Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikyam. Aikya Vicharaha. Excellent. Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikya Vicharaha. So enquiry into the oneness of the truth of the individual and the total is what? Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikya Vicharaha. Long sentence. One sentence also is so expressive. Is it clear? How can we do the understand the oneness? Yeah. So whatever is there in the Pinda Andam is there in the Brahma Andam. Brahma Andam and Pinda Andam is what? The same. And here we say, there is a Mahavakyam. How is Tattva Bodha teacher takes one Mahavakyam to make us understand the oneness of the truth of the individual and ది టోటల్ జీవ ఈశ్వర ఐక్య విచార జీవ ఈశ్వర స్వరూప ఐక్య విచార దట్ మీన్స్ జీవ అండ్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్ ఆర్ జీవ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర హూ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర నౌ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ హూ ఇస్ ద లార్డ్ హోల్ కాస్మాస్ ఇస్ ద లార్డ్ వై ది హోల్ కాస్మాస్ ఇస్ ద మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ దెర్ఫోర్ ది హోల్ కాస్మాస్ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర రియాలిటీ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర ద లార్డ్ ది హోల్ కాస్మాస్ బీంగ్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర నౌ దిస్ ద మహావాక్యం కమ్స్ తత్వం అసి ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ వాట్ ఇస్ ద మహావాక్యం రిమెంబర్ దట్ మహావాక్యం ఈస్ అ సెంటెన్స్ ఆర్ అ స్టేట్మెంట్ విచ్ రివీల్స్ ద ఐడెంటిటీ బిట్వీన్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ అండ్ ది టోటల్ ఆర్ ది నాన్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ అండ్ ది టోటల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ దట్స్ వై ఇట్స్ అన్ ఈక్వేషన్ తత్వమసి ఈజ్ అన్ ఈక్వేషన్ తత్ ఇస్ అ థర్డ్ పర్సన్ సింగులర్ ప్రోనౌన్ విచ్ మీన్స్ దట్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్ ఈశ్వర ద హోల్ అండ్ త్వం ఈజ్ అ సెకండ్ పర్సన్ సింగులర్ ప్రోనౌన్ విచ్ మీన్స్ నౌ విచ్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్ యూ ద ఇండివిజువల్ అండ్ అసి మీన్స్ ఆర్ ఏ ఆర్ ఈ సో దాట్ లార్డ్ దౌ ఆర్ట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ దాట్ లార్డ్ ద హోల్ దౌ ఆర్ట్ దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ యూ ఆర్ దట్ లార్డ్ తత్వమసి వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ యు ఆర్ దట్ లార్డ్ యు ఆర్ దట్ లార్డ్ యు ఆర్ ఈశ్వర యు ఆర్ ద హోల్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఎన్ ఈక్వేషన్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ ఆల్రెడీ వెన్ డు వీ నీడ్ టు మేక్ ఎన్ ఈక్వేషన్ ఇఫ్ దర్ ఈస్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ఇఫ్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ది లార్డ్ ది టోటల్ అండ్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ ఈస్ రియల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ రియల్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ రియల్ then you can equation is not possible understand equation is not possible if there is no the between the lord and the total the lord the total and the individual the difference is not real okay not real at all not there is no difference then you don't need to make an equation understand when do we need to make an equation Equation is possible only when there is difference, also non-difference. Difference plus non-difference, both must be there, only then equation is possible. Equation can be made. There must be difference between Ishvara and the individual. There must be non-difference also between Ishvara and the individual. Only then equation can be made. If there is no difference at all between Ishvara and individual Jiva, then we need not make equation. If there is really difference between Ishvara and Jiva, then we cannot make an equation. Understand? So, both must be there. So, here the question, the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam says, hey, you are different from Ishvara. This, without studying Shastra, we know this. Understand? I am different from the Lord. You are equated, you are that Lord means you are equated to that Lord, wherein we say, I know very well, without studying any Shastram, I know I am different from Ishvara. Because why? Bhagavan is Sarvajnaha, all-knowing. What am I? An individual Alpajnaha, I am very little knowing. Okay? Bhagavan is Sarvashaktiman, almighty. And I am what? Alpashaktiman, my... Understand what I'm saying? My Shakti is very, very little. I'm little Shaktiman. And Bhagavan is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, all-pervasive. What about an individual? Understand sitting in a small room and a small chair? Over. So, how can an Alpajnaha, Alpashaktiman Jeevaha, okay, be equated to Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman Ishwaraha? The question will come. And Shastram says, yes, difference is there between individual and the total. From which standpoint? The Mithya standpoint. Understand? The Mithya standpoint. The standpoint of Mithya, there is difference. What is Mithya with reference to individual? Body, mind, sense complex is Mithya. Understand? And what is Ishwara's mithya there? The gross universe, subtle universe and causal universe. It's also mithya. Why? Because what is mithya? You should remember that. That which does not have independent existence is mithya. That which has independent existence is satyam, isn't it? With reference to, remember the example of with reference to water and wave. Water is satyam, the wave name and form is mithya. Understand? So here, with atma is satyam, anatma is mithya means atma exists independent of the anatma, as anatma cannot exist independent of atma. Similarly, Brahman exists independent of the subtle gross universe, whereas, understand, and this universe cannot exist independent of Brahman. Like what? Like when the wave is equal, suppose we tell the wave is ocean, means it is an equation. Wave is small in size, ocean is big in size. The standpoint of mithya nama rupa, wave is different, ocean is different. Understand? Difference is very much there. But what is absolutely real there? The standpoint of satyam, there is no difference. Satyam of wave is H2O. Satyam of ocean also is H2O. Without which the wave and the ocean cannot exist at all. There is no difference. Similarly, we say, when you say wave is ocean, means we should not see the vachyartaha. Do you remember the two words I taught you last class? Vachyartaha and lakshyartaha. Vachyartaha is what? The literal primary meaning is called vachyartaha. Implied meaning is called lakshyartaha. When I say wave, we say wave, water plus the form and name wave is what? Vachyartaha. Wave is vachyartaha. And if you say wave, what is the vachyartaha of wave means? Please listen. When I say wave, vachyartaha of wave means water plus the name and form wave. When I say ocean, vachyartaha of ocean means water plus the name and form, the form. Is it clear? When I say wave is ocean, I mean only the lakshyartaha. Lakshyartha of wave is what? Pure water minus form. Water minus form is the lakshyartaha of wave. Water minus, okay, when you say ocean, there water minus the ocean form is lakshyartaha of ocean. Is it clear? Yeah. No, I said ocean, lakshyartaha of wave and lakshyartaha of ocean is water. Is it clear? Yes. I mean only the one part of the whole we don't say. Similarly here, from the standpoint of lakshyartaha, wave is ocean. What is the lakshyartaha of wave? H2O. What lakshyartaha of ocean? Water. Wave is ocean. Now equation is, there is difference from the standpoint of vachyartha, the form, name and form, the standpoint of the reality, the lakshyartha, there is no difference. Similarly here also, satyam, the standpoint of the consciousness, atma, understand? The standpoint of, what is the satyam of the jiva? Consciousness. What is satyam of the Ishvara? Consciousness. Is it clear now? What is the truth, the reality of the total universe? Consciousness. What is the reality of the individual? Consciousness. What is mithya of the Ishvara, total universe? All the manifestations. What is the mithya of the individual? Body maintenance complex. Understand? The standpoint of, when you say individual, when you say jivaha, look at this. When you say jivaha, jivaha means what? Consciousness. Atma, the consciousness, plus body, mind, sense complex. Understand? is Vachyartha. Tvam, when you said Tvam, you, the individual. Tvam means you, the individual, is equal to consciousness, the self, plus body, mind, sense complex. It is what? Vachyartha. Is it clear? Similarly, when you say Ishwaraha, the whole, what is the Vachyartha of Ishwaraha? Brahman, the consciousness, plus gross and subtle universe. It is Vachyartha of Ishwara. When you say Ishwaraha, O the Lord, when you say, what is the primary meaning of the word Ishwaraha? Or the literal meaning of the word Ishwaraha? What is the primary meaning? Brahman, the consciousness, plus causal universe, cause of the universe, the matter, causal matter, subtle universe, and the gross universe. Everything together is what? Ishwara, the whole. Which is inclusive of your body, mind, and complex, everything. Is it clear? Is the Vachyartha of Ishwara. Vachyartha means what? Literal meaning. This is the main teaching. Because I am concluding the class today, I want you to understand this very clearly. Remember these two words? Vachyartha and Lakshyartha. Vachyartha is a literal primary meaning. And Lakshyartha is a implied meaning. We have to be very careful about it. So, when you say Ishwaraha, this word has two meanings. Vachyartha, Lakshyartha. Similarly, Jivaha, when you say it has Vachyartha, Lakshyartha. Understand? So here the standpoint of the Lakshyartha of Jiva is what? Just consciousness alone, without the mithya, body, mansions, complex. And when you say Lakshyartha Ishwara is what? Consciousness, Brahman, without the subtle gross universe. So from the standpoint of the Lakshyartha of Tvam, the individual, and Tat, the Ishwara, understand? Being consciousness, there's no difference. So the truth is one. The truth of individual and the total is one and the same. That's all. And truth means why we are interested in truth? Truth alone is imperishable. Truth alone is consciousness. Understand what I'm saying? Mithya is what? Inert matter. So, Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. The teacher teaches the Mahavakyam. Then the student understands, yes, Tattvam Asi. Then the teacher, when the student says, teacher says, you are that Lord, the whole, what should the student say? Aham Brahma Asmi. Yes, I am that Brahman. Anyway, Aham Brahma Asmi. Okay, Aham Brahma Asmi is the understanding of the teacher student.
Same meaning as
Tattvamasi. Yeah. See, the teacher says, you are the whole, the Lord. And the student says, yes, I the self am the consciousness. I the self am the consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. Asmi. The teacher says, that thou art. I the self am the consciousness. Okay, Aham Brahma Asmi. Asmi. Asmi, Naan Brahma Mahirikiren. Naan Brahma Mahirikiren. Sivashakti Amma. Naan Brahma Mahirikiren. Naan Paramburul Ahirikiren. Naane Paramburul. Naan Paramburul Ahirikiren. Okay, that's the meaning. Aham Brahma Asmi. Asmi means am. Asi means art. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. So the teacher teaches, and after the teacher has taught how Jiva is equal to Ishwara, from the standpoint of the Lakshyartha, not the standpoint of Vachyartha, there must be difference. Difference is empirically real, but non-difference is absolutely real. If you see what is absolutely real? If we look into the water, the wave and the ocean, a wave and ocean, they are they real? Are they unreal? they are unreal. Are they real? They are real. How real are they? They are absolutely real. Empirically real. Understand? What is absolutely real is what? Water. We have to talk about twofold realities. Absolute reality and empirical reality. When you say unreal, unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal. Understand? Like, that's why we say, that which does not exist at all is unreal. So can we say this, there is no wave at all, there is no ocean at all? Can we say that? Because we have all transactions. There is wave, there is ocean, understand? There is a life, there is boating, there is shipping, and then so many things are happening around. How can we say there is no ocean at all? There is no wave at all. There is wave. There are many waves, small and big, silent and quiet and noisy, roaring. So many varieties of waves. And there is a big ocean also. We cannot say wave is unreal, ocean is unreal. Understand? It is not unreal. Unreal means illave illadhu unreal. Understand? That which does not exist is unreal. Therefore, we cannot say ocean is unreal. Then what do we say? Is ocean real then? No. Ocean is not real. But it has certain reality about it. It is there. That is why we give the name Mithya. Why we cannot say it is Satyam? Because it has no independent existence. You will remove the water. Where is ocean? Ocean will disappear. But ocean does exist. That is why that which is neither real nor unreal is what? Mithya. That which is as though. Okay? That's why Mithya is a Sanskrit word. There is no equivalent European word. The word in European languages we can't find. Equivalent word for Mithya. Mithya can never be translated into any of the European languages. Even Indian language, for example, Sanskrit word, that's all. Mithya, what is Mithya? Mithya is a technical term used to imply, to mean, to indicate that which is neither Satyam, okay? Neither real nor unreal. Unreal, we have a word, Tucham. Tucham means what? Illave illad. That which does not exist at all is Tucham. Understand? That which always exists in all three periods of time is what? That which always exists, understand, without depending upon something else for its existence is Satyam. With reference to water and ocean, we can say water is Satyam. It is absolutely real. What about this wave, Mithya, ocean then? Ocean is not absolutely real, it's Mithya. So Mithya, what can we say then? Empirically real. Understand? Empirically real. So Shastram does not deny the empiricality, empirical reality of the ocean. But it only says the waves, all the waves and the ocean are not absolutely real, but they are empirically real, which is Mithya. Mithyam, anything which is empirically real does not have independent existence. It is dependent on an absolute reality, an absolutely real thing. Is it okay? Satyam is absolutely real, Mithya is empirically real, and Tucham is unreal. That is why we don't need to use the word unreal at all. That is why many English writers, when they write Shastram, they read here and there, and then they pose themselves to be very great scholars also. Many European writers, world is unreal. They will translate. Our Swamiji tells, put that person to starvation for a few days, and he come back to you and tell you whether the world is unreal or not. Understand? So, make him have some pratham for a few days. It means what? If you are hungry, and then you can say world is not unreal. Who said hunger is real? Understand? That is why it is not unreal. World is not unreal. Is world real then? No. What is this world? Mithya. Mithya empirically real. What does it mean? It exists depending upon something else. It does not have independent existence. It has existence depending upon what? Something else. What is Satyam? Satyam is that which has independent existence. That is why, with reference to ocean, understand? What is Satyam and what is Mithya? What do we need now? Is what we need to have now. Satyam, Mithya, Vivekaha is important. We do not know what Satyam is. We mistake the Mithya for Satyam, and all our so-called problems in life, all our perceptions are Jiva Srishti. Understand, all our perceptions are based on our erroneous perception of, understand, the Mithya Jagat for Satyam Brahma, Satyam. If we look at the universe as Mithya, as no problem. But we look at it as Satyam. Why? Because we do not know what Satyam is. If we know what Satyam is, then if we look at the universe as Mithya, Mithya as Mithya, you don't give more value to that. You give due value. Neither undervalue nor overvalue. You give due value. Sometimes we undervalue, sometimes we overvalue. All our problems are what? Because of the wrong, okay? The erroneous perception. Understand? That is why we need to know this. Similarly here, what is Satyam and what is Mithya? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is reality, absolute reality is Brahman. The universe is empirically real. Universe enjoys relative reality. Empirical reality. Empirically real. Mithya. Mithya means what? There is no independent existence. Understand? And what is you, what are you then? I, the knower, am Atma, the consciousness, that is Brahman. Aham Brahma Asmi. You want to take yourself for Satyam or Mithya? There are two things now. Shadi irundoliye verillai. Okay? There are two things. Of these two, what do you want to take yourself to be? Okay? Choice now. No, I want to be Mithya. Then there's a problem. Okay, then you're a conscious being, okay? This is what just the mind has to understand this.
Swamiji, you were talking about a reflective medium, is it?
I'm coming to the point. Is it clear now? Is it clear? This is what is Jiva Ishvara Aikya Vicharaha. Okay, now what I'm saying, look at this, the Satyam, the Atma is what is Atma? Consciousness. What is Brahman? Consciousness. So what? Why we two words here? Two words mean the same vastu. Substance implied by the two words Atma and Brahman is one and the same. But from the standpoint of an individual, with reference to an individual, the reality is known by the term Atma. The reference to an individual, reality is known by the word Brahman. Anyway, they are one and the same. Atma is Brahman, Brahman is Atma. Is it clear now? Two words are used. H2O with reference to O, wave is what? Atma, of the wave. H2O with reference to ocean is what? Brahman, of the ocean. Understand? Limitless reality. Same. Similarly, here pure consciousness alone is the Atma. Pure consciousness is Brahman. Indicated by two different words, implied by two different words. This pure consciousness is the reality, truth of the individual and truth of every individual, truth of every being, truth of the entire cosmos, the entire universe. Understand? So now what I wanted to say here, listen. We say the consciousness, manifests through different forms. Manifests through different forms. I say H2O manifests as the wave, manifests through a given form, wave form. Similarly, the pure consciousness which manifests through the mind, the sense powers, powers of organs of actions, physiological functions and the gross body, different, can you understand? It manifests through subtle body and manifests through the gross form. So the consciousness which manifests through a given form is said to be the reflected consciousness. There is no such thing called reflected consciousness. Please make it very clear. There is no such thing called reflected consciousness. We just tell the consciousness which manifests through a given form is said to be reflected consciousness. And the form through which the consciousness manifests or reflects is said to be the reflecting medium. Is it clear now? The form through which the consciousness reflects, the manifests, is said to be reflecting medium. Now I tell you one thing, listen carefully. Suppose there is light here now, there is light. Light is there something called reflected light? No, here light is there. And every opaque object comes to light. Understand? From the standpoint of the opaque object which comes to light, we say the light is a reflected light. Why? Every object reflects light, that is why it comes to light. Understand? ஒவ்வொரு பொருளும் ஒளியை பிரதிபலிக்கணும் அப்பதான் கண்ணில் பார்க்க முடியும். An opaque object needs to reflect light in order to come to light. But from the standpoint of the opaque object which reflects light, we say there is reflected light. Really speaking, there is no such thing called reflected light. If I remove the opaque object here, what is there? Light. If you put objects here, we'll remove this hall, everything we'll remove from here, then we'll keep the room empty here. What is there? Pure light. What is there? Pure light. And we keep all the objects here. All of us come and sit here also. Every body reflects what? Light. From the standpoint of the object which exists in light, which is illumined by the light, which comes to light, we say there is reflected light. And every object becomes what? Reflecting medium. There is no reflected light. Okay? Similarly, please listen carefully. Consciousness manifests through subtle forms and also gross forms. Understand? Therefore, the consciousness which manifests through subtle and gross forms is said to be the reflected consciousness, and the forms through which the consciousness manifests are said to be the reflecting media. That's all. Now we say, Jiva also has what? This gross body and subtle body and the causal body are looked upon as three reflecting media. These are individual. The standpoint of an individual, we say, there are three reflecting media. What are they? Gross body is one reflecting medium. Subtle body is another reflecting medium. Causal body is another reflecting medium. Understand? And here, because the reflecting medium has all limitations, all the problems. Understand? The mind has limited knowledge, buddhi has limited knowledge, mind has limited thinking capacity, the physical body has its own limitations. Understand, this body mentions complex, the reflecting media have their own limitations. Therefore, the consciousness which reflects through the limit, understand now, this limited media is looked upon as what? Limited. Understand? It is said to be, in fact, there is no problem. The problems are with, the limitations are with the reflecting media, not with the reflected consciousness. Is it clear now? Can we say, because this sofa is small, oh, the reflected light is small. Can we say that? The sofa is big. Light is the same. Understand, the smallness and bigness belong to what? The objects here. Similarly, Ishra, the total, the whole cosmos, causal universe is a one reflecting medium. Then subtle universe, another reflecting medium. Gross universe, another reflecting medium. Therefore, Ishra's, that medium is what? Big, huge, all the minds, all the intellects, isn't it? Therefore, Bhagavan, we say, Ishwarasya Utkrishta Upadhi. Utkrishta means what? Utkrishta means it's a flawless, the total it becomes. It's of high quality. And Nikrishta Upadhi, Jivas all limited. Every individual is limited, isn't it? Therefore, the reflecting, the limitations, the differences are with the reflecting media. But the reflected consciousness is what? Is no problem. When the reflecting medium is removed, what happens to the reflection? Nothing. Understand? Similarly, we say here, the differences are only in the reflecting media. Understand? Really speaking, there is no difference. The difference is only with the mithya part of Jiva and Jagat. Satyam part of Jiva and Jagat is not the, there is no difference, one and the same. That is why Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, what does it tell you? The standpoint of Satyam, there is no difference between Jiva and Ishvara. Is it clear? Is it clear? Because it's a very important thing. And I want to tell you one more thing. I don't know whether I mentioned the word Upadhi. Have I mentioned before?
Just now.
Okay. Okay. Upadhi means a limiting adjunct. In English we call it limiting adjunct. Upadhi means that which throws its attributes upon a given object, okay, situated, which is kept in proximity, which is kept in close proximity, which is kept closely. I'll give you an example. Suppose if it is a glass container. If it is a clay anyway, isn't it? It's a terracotta, no?
Yeah.
Suppose if it is a glass container, and inside I put a nice big ruby stone inside it. Inside I put it. And the whole glass from here, you will think from there, the whole thing is what? Pink in color. You will say, the whole country will look pink in color. But now I tell you, does this container, the glass container, really become pink in color? Tell me? No. But how does it look? Pink in color. Why it looks pink in color? Because the quality attributes of something else has been thrown upon it. What is the attribute? The glow, the redness, the pinkness of the ruby stone has, the pinkness belongs to what? Ruby. They've been thrown upon what? Glass, crystal. Understand? So it doesn't really become, it cannot make it really big. It is always crystal clear. It really, the pinkness cannot penetrate, pierce, or enter into this glass. But still it looks as though it has become red. Therefore, the ruby is upadhi for the container. Ruby's qualities can never become the qualities of the crystal container. But when the ruby is somewhere there, crystal will not have the qualities. When the ruby is very closely kept inside, very, very close, what happens? Ruby's qualities seem to have been now given to the crystal container. Really, they do not have. It can never become, they never can have the qualities of the ruby. Never can the ruby give its qualities to the container. But when the close proximity, you know, in the proximity, in the closeness, when they're kept closely, one has the capacity to throw its qualities upon something else. Is it clear? So here we say ruby is upadhi for the container. The crystal container, okay? Or glass container. You can say that. Simple example. For example, all of this, we see the lights, you know, color lights. Red light. Light is red or green or what? No. Light is light. We cover the light with the green paper, light becomes red. Is there a green light? Is there a red light? Redness, greenness belong to what? The papers. Covering the light. Isn't it? Therefore, green paper, red paper become upadhi for the light. Simple thing. I think because that you will remember, because Christmas celebrate, you know all colors. Isn't it? Very simple example. Big easy example. Light has no color. Understand? Light is light. In fact, nothing can pollute the light. Light cannot be made into a color light. Promise. Light cannot be made into a color light. But when you see the light, it looks as though the light has become colorful light. It looks as though it has become colorful light. Understand now, light is light. There is no color of its own. There is no color light. But we even use for color light. Understand? Colorful light means what? Light looks as if it has become a colorful light. Why? When it is covered by papers. Okay? It looks as though the color of the paper, okay, has thrown its color attribute upon the light because of its closeness. Is therefore the color paper becomes upadhi for the light. Is it clear now what is upadhi? Is a technical term. Upadhi is a technical term. எந்த ஒன்று தன்னுடைய தர்மங்களை தனக்கு அருகாம இருக்கிற மற்றொரு பொருள் மீது ஏற்றுகிறதோ அதற்கு பெயர் உபாதி. உபாதி இஸ் தட் விச் த்ரோஸ் இட்ஸ் குவாலிட்டிஸ் அப்பான் சம்திங் விச் இஸ் க்ளோஸ்லி கெப்ட் டு இட். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நோ? தட் இஸ் உபாதி. வை?
நோ,
இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நோ? யா, நவ் ஐ டெல் யூ, கம் ஆன். For the Atma, body is upadhi, mind is upadhi, sense powers are upadhis, subtle body is upadhi, grass body is upadhi. Understand? Limitations belong to what? Attributes of the grass body, subtle body are superimposed upon the Atma. Really speaking, Atma cannot be made limited. Understand? Atma is eternal. It has no beginning, no end, no death, no change. But the body is born, you say, Atma is born. You say, I am born. Body dies, you say, I am going to die. Body changes, I change. That means the attributes of the body, attributes of the mind, attributes of the sense powers, understand? Attributes of all the limitations, all the different dharmas of attributes, the qualities of the body, mind, sense complex are thrown upon what? Atma as though. Really they cannot. Why? Because of the closeness. Understand? What is the distance between the wave and the water? There is no distance. But the wave's quality is what? Smallness is superimposed upon what? H2O. Therefore, wave form is upadhi for water. Ocean form is upadhi for ocean, water. So, upadhis are two different upadhis. Look at this now. Wave upadhi, ocean upadhi. The standpoint of upadhis, difference is there. Wave is different from ocean. Wave is small, ocean is big. Smallness is wave's dharma, bigness is ocean's dharma. Dharmas belong to what? Upadhis. Understand? So what are the wave and ocean are upadhis for what? Water. Understand? Water. Really, water is neither small nor big. Okay? The small is water, big is water. That's why Upanishad says very beautifully. I have to teach all Upanishads, then you'll understand, you appreciate the beauty of it. Only beginning text, okay? It's an introductory text. It is all pitika. Purva pitika means it is all preparatory, it's all preparation for Upanishadic study later on. We say, no, aruvai, uruvai, uladai, iladai. No? We say everything. Anoraniyan, mahato mahiyan, smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. We say, Lord is, who is the Lord? Bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. Yeah, we say all these things. How do we say this? Smaller than the smallest means what? Bigger than the biggest means what? Everything is Ishvara. Like that. Understand? We say all these words. Now tell you. Upadhis. Okay, upadhis have dharmas. Attributes. Smallness is superimposed upon what? The standpoint of an individual. Body, mind, sense complex become the upadhi for Atma. Understand? The gross, subtle universe becomes what? Upadhi for Ishvara. So, upadhi bedaha, upadhi drishtya bedaha asti. From the standpoint of the upadhis, there is difference between Jiva and Ishvara. The standpoint of Satyam, the implied meaning of Jiva and Ishvara, there is no difference. Is it clear? Is what? This is Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikyam. What is the Swarupam of the wave? H2O. What is the Swarupam of the ocean? H2O. Swarupa Jiva. Similarly, what is the Swarupam of an individual? One's own absolute reality, truth of the individual consciousness. What is the truth of the whole cosmos? Consciousness. Are there two consciousnesses?
No.
It's a very plural word, is wrong to say that. Understand, what is the only consciousness? Therefore, from the standpoint of the Swarupam of Jiva and Ishvara, there is no difference. The standpoint of the upadhis, difference is there. Understand? Now what is upadhi now? In English we call limiting adjunct. Technical word that is. We have to know Vedantic. Adjunct. Just the word. It's English word is very funny word. We
How do you spell adjunct?
Adjunct. A-D-J-U-N-C-T.
Oh, I see.
Adjunct, limiting adjunct. Now, what I'm saying, that's a better use of Sanskrit word, okay? But I just want to tell you the English word, in case you happen to read somewhere. But better know the word upadhi, as upadhi is a better word. Upadhis, how many upadhis are there now? Every wave is upadhi for water. The entire world is upadhi for water, understand? Mosquito is upadhi, understand? Amoeba is upadhi, paramecium is upadhi, bacteria is upadhi, virus is upadhi. I tell you, elephant is upadhi, tree is upadhi. Amazing, isn't it? So many upadhis. When all the upadhis What is that one satyam? Consciousness. Understand? Pure awareness. I tell you, Shastram, the more we listen directly to the teacher, subtler the mind becomes, the clarity will enhance. Yes. It's not overnight business. Understand? Really it will become very clear in the future classes. What I'm saying, that is why Upadi Drishtya Bedaha Asti means, from the standpoint of Upadis, differences are there. Understand? From the standpoint of Upadi is Mithya. Upadi is what? Mithya. Is it clear now? Every Upadi is what? Reflecting medium. Upadi is reflecting medium. The standpoint of Upadis, which are Mithya, there are differences. The standpoint of Satyam, there is no difference. There is non-difference. Okay? Are there two realities? No. That is why reality is, we don't say one. If we say one, it's a problem. We say non-dual. That is why it's not monism, okay? Non-duality. What is absolutely real is, non-duality is absolutely real.
Advaita.
Yeah, advaitam. Dvaita means dual. Duality. Advaita means non-duality. Understand? That is, if we say reality is one, it's a problem. We don't say reality is one. Then how will account other things? We say, what is there is only reality. We don't count mithya. If we say water is real, water is one, how will account for these waves and other things? What is there is only waves are water, ocean is water, what is there is only reality. We don't say one reality. There's much difference. Is it okay? That is why we can have many forms to worship. We worship 3 crores and 33,000 forms. Okay? Muppat mukkodi. 33 crores devatas we have. Why? We can worship anything. Any small stone you can pick up and you can do namaskaram to that. No problem. Why? What is there is only reality. We do not say God is one. We do not say God, gods are many. We say what is there only Bhagavan. That's why everything, we divinize everything, not demonize. Okay? That is a big difference. We don't divinize. That's the truth, is everything is only, man is only divinity. Is it clear now? So this is how, you know, what I want to say, the difference is, from the standpoint of Upadis, Mithya, Upadi which are Mithya, the standpoint of Satyam, there is no difference. What is there is only Satyam. This is Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikya Vicharaha. Vicharaha, enquiry into the truth of oneness of, Aikya means oneness, of the truth of Jiva and Ishvara. Understand? Then the fifth topic will be Mokshaha, which I cannot do now. I'll do it on Tuesday. Yeah. The fifth topic will be what? Mokshaha. Muktihi. Or you can say karma bandaha. Okay? Mokshaha. Freedom means freedom from what? You will say freedom from bondage of karma. What is bondage of karma? Karma bandaha. Karma bandaha means what? Bondage of karma. Another word is what? Samsaraha. Samsaraha means what? Transmigratory life. Life of transmigration. Tamil is a long sentence in Tamil. Totramum mudivum illamal meendum meendum pirandu irakkira vaalkai chakram. You want to say, no, I tell you, that's what I'm saying, very simple in English, no? Tamil is just a long sentence. What I'm saying, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths is samsaraha. See, in English also we explain, it becomes a long sentence. Beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths is equal to samsaraha. Another word for samsara is what? Bondage of karma. And what is muktihi? Freedom. What is mokshaha? Freedom. Muktihi is a feminine gender word. Mokshaha is a masculine gender word. Which word do you like? Muktihi or mokshaha? Muktihi. Because you are a woman. Which word do you like? Mokshaha. Both mean the same. But one is masculine gender word. One is feminine gender word.
Is there one unisex?
Yeah, vimochanam. Vimochanam is what? Neuter gender word. It's a neuter gender word. Vimochanam. I can say mochanam. Vimochanam or mochanam means what? It's a neuter gender word. All the words mean say mochanam, vimochanam, vimochana.
Is
it Tamil? We use the word. Vimochanam, mokshaha, muktihi, all these words mean the same. And freedom. From what? From samsaraha. What is samsaraha? Beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. And what is that? It's called a bondage of karma. What is bondage of karma? I'll come back and teach you on
Tuesday.
So Tuesday, we'll complete the topic.